to GalacticConnection.com, one of the most popular blogs on the World Wide Web today for alternative news. Stay tuned for the latest information on our world shift from enslavement to galactic involvement, as well as current intel on any blockages impeding us from our sovereign birthright. Knowledge and self-mastery are key at this time. Our commitment is to present you with the latest breaking conspiratorial articles, off-world messages, exopolitics, cutting-edge technologies and sciences, and also an ever-significant intertwining of spiritual support and metaphysical scope that one needs to dive down the rabbit hole and search for truth with balance. We are truly on the horizon of a new golden age filled with the promise for more love, worldwide peace, and accelerated intuitive skills, where every living being can exist in cohesion and abundance. It is whatever we envision and dream this new world to be. I say to you now, let's redefine the new world to the beginnings of our own precious heaven on Earth. Galactic Connection is here to provide the pulse of Mother Earth through an eclectic range of interviews each Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4:55 p.m., Pacific Standard Time, Station 2 on BBS Radio, expanding your perspectives on how we can once and for all take back our freedoms, our joy, and our connection with our mighty I Am presence. Our intention remains true to connect hearts and minds everywhere in order to obtain global unity and galactic and universal acceptance. Our discussions will continue to cover anything to do with galactic society and our involvement with our galactic brothers and sisters. Our guests are experts in their fields, and our radio shows have been coined as some of the most thought-provoking out there. In addition to our daily blog, which runs 365 days a year, we also offer a realm of healing services such as our world-renowned implant removal processes, our spiritual past life clearings, our galactic violet ray alchemy from Alexandra, who shares in the lineage of Merlin, and other cutting-edge healing technologies. Check our site out at galacticconnection.com now. Sending you a wave of light, love, and inspiration, and a personal hug and thank you for listening to our Galactic Connection radio show and visiting our blog today. Good morning, everyone. This is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com. And today I have a pre-recorded interview for January 24th, 2017. And I have pulled back in Shane Fairweather with us today. He feels that there's some urgent information that he needs to relay to the Starseeds and the ground crew, and just kind of get a little bit familiarized with any new updates that are occurring. He also would like to review some situations regarding the Archons and things like that. So this should be a very interesting interview. For those of you who have not heard of Shane, you can go ahead and review our last interview, excuse me, on November 15th, 2016. And you will find it very interesting, but the audio was absolutely terrible. So once again, we want to apologize for that. Shane's going to really try to speak up today, but we're still having audio difficulties. And he is part of a galactic council and a diplomat, and he's a Stargate repair engineer. And so he has full recall. He goes to bed at night, and in his dream state, he actually fully remembers all that he's doing and all the activity that's going on when he wakes up in the morning. So wouldn't that be nice for most of us? Because a lot of us don't have that gift. So I'm going to go ahead and dive in, because we've had already some technical difficulties with the internet this morning. And how you doing, Shane? You having a good morning?
I'm doing fine, Alexandria. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thank you. And so I know that one of the most important things that you've wanted to talk about is just how people are perceiving the Archons and what's going on with that. Most of us have been fairly confident that the majority of the Archontic activity, at least externally, outside of our own bodies and fields, has been shut down. So what is your view on that?
Yeah, they have. Considering, but outside the galaxy where we live, they're still rampant.
They're still rampant. Okay. So are you actually privy to kind of a galactic war situation between the Archons and various fleets?
No, it's not a war. It's more of they control a planet right now, and that planet is kind of key to our victory. So the problem is that we can't get a hold of that planet because of a treaty somebody signed a long time ago or something like that. They're using really devious tricks and methods like they use down on Earth. So,
because we've made an incredible amount of progress. I think you would agree with that. So we're getting really down to the wire is what you're saying.
Yes. the Family of Light is very happy that we are getting the progress that we are getting. I also represent the Family of Light now. I'm the representative of them as well. Another title added to my repertoire of titles, but titles mean nothing to me, so.
Okay. So now, getting back to the Archontic situation, has it escalated to the point where they've figured out a solution? I know that there's not a whole lot that you can say specifically, nor would I want you to, by the way, folks. We really sometimes having so many details such as that regarding the security of all of this ascension process is not for the higher and best good of everybody involved. So I hope everyone understands that. But as far as, you know, how are they dealing with that at this time as far as putting out any fires, preventing us from moving forward?
They're being really hard to deal with right now. It's not more of they're a problem. It's more of they're just getting in the way of things. And it's with RB and Nassara and the other one that's supposed to go through. Every time we think we've gotten them beat, they always come back. So it's a real problem. So maybe in the future, we'll have to totally take care of them.
Well, do you think that from everything I'm being told, that is not stopping the move forward?
No, it's not.
So I want to make that really clear with everyone today.
No matter what you hear out there, negative or anything like that, it's not like that out in the universe. And the Archons are just one small little problem. Just one little small little problem. And the problem is that right now we've got them quarantined to their planet. So if they move even an inch, we will know.
I would imagine so. Now, do you agree? We ourselves are actually quarantined right now because we have kind of like a protective order to prevent any other intruders coming into this location. Have you heard anything about that?
Yes. Unless you have like a special permit from the galaxy or the galaxy head council, then you are clear to go to the planet, but it's under quarantine from negative forces, so they can't step foot on the planet. So that means evil reptilians that people are talking about, they're gone, they're long gone, they've been gone forever. There's nothing to worry about that. The Cabal and the Illuminati are still prevalent, but pretty soon at the end of this year they won't be, for sure, I've been told. And then the Archons are part of that faction as well. So,
yeah, I would imagine they're working hand in hand with the Cabal.
Right.
Definitely.
Right, they are.
Okay. And any word on the Orion faction?
The Orions are working with us, I think. I'm not 100% sure about the Orions.
Because I've heard that, like, half of their star system is very, let's just put it this way, not really working in our favor. So was curious if you heard anything on that. Well, with that said, I know that you have heard a lot of changes going on since we last spoke, which was in November,
right,
as far as the progress that's been made and where we stand right now. Can you share a little bit about what's been going on the last couple of months?
Oh, sure. The new Earth is 100% complete. The ships are complete. I know I'm really not supposed to share this, but I want to anyway because it's an improvement on what's going on right now.
Speak up because people can't hear you.
Okay. What's going on right now is last weekend, Donald Trump disappeared. The Secret Service didn't know where he was. His security didn't know where he was. Well, where he was in space talking to the rest of the representatives of the Galactic Council. And I was there with the Galactic Council talking to him and the rest of the leaders of the world about what they're supposed to be doing right now.
Wow. Well, was this before the inauguration or after?
After.
After.
It was,
okay.
It was this weekend.
Interesting.
I think it was Saturday or Sunday night. You have to excuse me, Alexandria, but time up there is kind of iffy, so it could be, what I've been told is we're 2 months ahead of schedule, which means the Earth is 2 months behind us right now.
Okay. Interesting. I know time space is a completely different thing there versus
right
here. So
right. You could be gone for hours or even years, and then when you come back, it's like no time at all, which is really screwy.
I bet. And, you know, you've talked to me a little bit about that. Maybe share with us. I know that your responsibility on the ship is to go and repair stargates, and every time I talk to you, you're kind of like, I don't know when I am.
Right.
Where am I? When am I? How do you cope with that if you're going in and out of that every single night?
I just roll with it. And that's all you can do. I mean, there are so many places that I've been and so many places that I've seen that it's amazing, just amazing.
What are you feeling as far as the shift in all the other different types of extraterrestrials and hybrids that you interact with? Are you feeling that there's kind of an excitement in the air? Because I've definitely seen them having parties up there.
Yeah, there's big excitement. They're all ready to go. When is it going to be? What time is it going to be? Where is it going to be? Just big, big excitement. So, you know, it's been more people have been working together on the issues instead of apart right now.
Good. So there's more unification. And
yeah.
I want to stress this again. A couple of things. First of all, it is really important for everyone to remember that no date will ever be released if it's coming from a divine higher source. It does not serve the entire planet if we were actually supposed to know the date and time of something like this, because it's part of the whole process and the excitement and the unfoldment and the experience. And if we all knew the date, do not forget that we are creators, so we could literally kibosh the whole entire thing. And on a higher level, we've all accepted this and agreed to it. And Shane, did you want to say anything about that?
Yeah, I want to say something about this as well. My experience is they don't give a time or date. And what I've heard is, oh, there's no backup plan. There's never a backup plan. If it isn't going to be a backup plan, there's only one plan. If you knew the divine creators and everybody else, there's always a backup plan. There's three or four or five backup plans, you know.
I agree.
And every time, you know, something goes wrong, or, you know, most likely nothing goes wrong mostly all the time, you know, there's the contingency plan for that.
That's a really good point. Thank you for that. I've heard even Ashtar says that all the time, that if this plan doesn't work, they've got this so strategically laid out. There's too many resources and too many souls that have participated in this to make sure it goes off without a hitch.
Right, right.
You know?
And there's another thing that really irritates me about the internet. And I'm not trying to pick sides. I'm not trying to do anything. We need to start getting over our differences and work together. Because it doesn't matter if it's reptilian. It doesn't matter if it's Illuminati. It doesn't matter if it's Archon and flat or round. We need to get all together and we need to work together because we're beings of light. Any negative thing that's put out there about any being whatsoever, yes, there's bad reptilians out there. Yes, there's bad Archons out there. Yes, there's good Archons out there. But the whole thing is if we do not work together, it's just going to create more negativity out there. And that's what we don't want, because when you create positive life out there, it moves the schedule along. But when you create negative out there and give dates and stuff like that, it causes a whole bunch of trouble and problems, and then we have to go and clean it up. So I'm not trying to cause any trouble, but I just want everybody to work together. That's how I am.
No, I agree. And that's why I've stressed it a couple of times that there are no dates. That's been said over and over and over again through multiple people on the internet, but there are no dates, and we need to stop obsessing on the date. You know, I've been told it could happen literally at this time. It could happen in the blink of an eye, but we need to live in the here and the now. So no matter how much you may be struggling, if you go within, have faith in your higher self, because your higher self knows exactly what's going on. We're on the ships every single night, folks. We're being prepped and trained and, you know, from what I hear, kind of like deprogrammed, you know, to understand what is really going on behind the veil, so that we're even that much more prepared when this whole thing goes down. So,
and we're getting really close. I mean, what I explained last time, well, I didn't explain this time, but last time is our dimension is really close to being a huge breakthrough. We have the third dimension, and then we have the fourth dimension, and then we have the fifth dimension, and they're all on Earth right now. If you notice them, if you don't notice them, you're like, what's going on? So, but I notice things going on all the time. So it's the reality and dreams and everything else are starting to fuse together as well. So you have to be very careful on what you think now, because it could manifest itself.
That's exactly what I'm saying. So remember, we are creators and we're getting down to the wire. And so if we were to know all of the events that are supposed to unfold, guess what? We would literally, because of because of the fact that we have been in a corrupted environment, which has actually corrupted our own cells, our own DNA, our own thoughts, the way that we react. And because of that, it could completely screw up the entire operation. And I know there's not anyone out there that wants that. So be patient. And he also made another good point, and that is if you're reading things on the internet that are, I guess I should say, depressing you, then stop doing it, because we need your vibration at a higher level to fulfill this. It's very important for the ground crew at this time to hold the space of the allowance and the acceptance. And maybe Shane puts out a message because he receives it from his guidance about X, Y, and Z, okay? And maybe I get a message from my guidance and it's a little bit different than Shane's. That doesn't mean I need to go on a witch hunt about Shane. Doesn't mean that I have to go and attack Shane. We must start growing up and stepping into more of a galactic way of interacting with one another. And we're being observed right now, as well as we're observing ourselves, you know? Our higher state, our higher self is observing how we're handling this whole entire situation, because it's a new experience for everyone.
Why would we want another date anyway? It's like going to a birthday party early and having your cake and ice cream together at one time, and it's not your birthday. It ruins everything.
Yeah.
People need to be patient. They need to be, we need to do their higher vibrations. And this is not just coming from me. This is coming from Ashtar. This is coming from the beings of light. Time and space does not evolve the way we think it does. It might go hours and seconds behind here, but they've been alive for thousands and millions of years, and they can wait for a couple of months or a couple of years for this to come in. No.
Yeah.
I've been told that by the end of this year, all this will be done. But don't quote me on that, because stuff could happen. Timelines could shift. Timelines could change. They are always changing and always constantly shifting.
Well, and not only that, from what I've been told too, even because we look at cycles, we look at time cycles, and we look at world and galactic cycles, and we see all these things intermeshing, you know, I've been told that doesn't even matter anymore. If this can occur at this moment without considering all of the cycles and having everything, you know, work within that cyclical fashion, it will. Because the higher agreements from a large majority of us are, we just want this done.
Right.
You know, we've finally gotten that place. And we've cleared, we've done so much clearing. I was just talking to someone the other day, and I said, how great is it going to be where we're not cleaning and clearing and purifying and extracting and dissipating and removing, you know, and actually moving to a state of creating and think tanking and, you know, what's the word?
Cleansing.
Designing and collaborating and co-creating, you know, where that's more of our focus all the time. It's just going to be awesome. So we're really right. close. Anyway, right. Shane, so get back to Ashtar. Can you give us a little bit about what you've heard from Ashtar as of late?
The last time, me and Ashtar really don't talk that much. I'm more of, he's kind of heading out to the family of light.
We're having really bad internet interference again, folks. Sorry about that.
Right. I represent and work for the Family of Light now, so I think Ashtar planned it out that way, which is kind of a little bit sneaky, but I think he knew what was going on when he picked me up in the first place, so.
Yep, definitely. And what about anything you can share regarding the situation on planet Earth and the Stargates? You did mention to me that everything is ready.
Everything's ready, yes.
Now, talk to everybody about the new fleet of ships. I think that's hilarious.
The new fleet of ships was going to be named the Arcs, but unfortunately that name has no good representation to it.
Yeah.
So what they decided to call it was the Enterprise Fleet off of Star Trek.
That's so funny.
And they had a press conference with it, too. And these are state-of-the-model, state-of-the-art, brand-new ships right out of the factory. And they have everything you could possibly need or possibly want from the ships.
Tell them what you saw. Tell them what you saw on these ships. What's inside these ships that people are going to be seeing?
The hybrids are going to be there. So.
And you know, you said there's going to be shopping malls.
Oh yeah, shopping malls, markets, if they're going to be manned by the hybrids as well, or some of the aliens as well, the human type, because I don't think humanity is ready for need a big ant or a big spider or a big bug, and they kind of move
an insectoid race. Well, the other thing is, I checked that out, and anybody who wants to write in and give me their feedback, but I checked it out as well, and what I got was that this was a much more smooth transition into a higher dimensional plane of existence for us, because we've been in this infinity loop for so long, and we've grown accustomed for so long being here, that this was decided upon to make it a little bit more of an easy transition for all of us. So I thought that was really cool. Now, tell us a little bit about, you had talked last time about the environment and how you kind of go out on these team missions, and you go and you clean up stargates, but I thought you also said something about that there's a lot of space debris.
Yes, sometimes there is.
Do you guys have to clean that up too?
Once in a while, yes, but it's more of the ET's job to do that. We're more diplomats and repairing the stargates and everything else. Right now, there's a divine lock on every single stargate, so the Necrons can't get through it, or the Cabal, because we do not want those people escaping from Earth.
And what's your take on the obsession and the war in the Mideast on Syria? What do you feel is the ultimate purpose of the Cabal, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Khazarian Mafia, whatever you want to call it, okay? What do you feel is the reason that they have been creating a war in that zone for quite some time?
Syria, Iraq, and Egypt are the main three power zones for stargates. I mean, build stargate there, you can get off planet, and if you can get off planet, you can go anywhere. But unfortunately, they can't use the gates because they're divinely sealed, which means you have to have divine blood in order to use it, which the Cabal do not have divine blood in their systems.
So they have to have a specific signature to use the gates now.
Right.
Right. And have you heard anything on CERN?
Last I heard about CERN, it was either working or functionally working, or it was shut down. I haven't heard much about it.
Okay. I've heard similar stuff too. So tell us a little bit about any of the other races that we didn't really cover last time. I know we talked about quite a few, but were there any others that you've had some experiences with as of late?
There is the Builders and there is the Orions.
So talk to us a little bit about the Builder race.
The Builder race was originally here on Earth a long time ago, before the Great War. And what they did was they were builders, which means they built the pyramids, they helped build the pyramids, they helped build every single structure that has been standing for nowadays. And they also hid blueprints, or how can you say it, cubes of basically divine aura. So when somebody comes into the divine aura, they have a flash and go, aha, and they'll make something from the builders.
Huh. Very interesting. That's a first I've heard.
Right. I think Da Vinci, Leonardo, some of the greatest works of mankind are built for, by, and were either prodigies or working through the builders themselves, and they didn't know about it.
So what you're saying is a builder race soul will create an auric field around an individual and kind of feed them that information.
Right, Right.
Okay.
It's their inspiration to begin with.
Got it.
They're not being manipulated or anything like that. And people will understand why, don't understand why the builders aren't around anymore is because they left, because they didn't want the Anunnaki, they didn't want the Illuminati.
Okay, Shane, I can't hear you again. You're really low and you're, speak up. And also, make sure you're, try to be careful with your wire, because it's crackling. Okay. I'm hoping that's what it is.
Yes.
Better.
The builders didn't want the Archons and the their Cabal or anybody else to get a hold of their blueprints. So what they did is before the war, they took off and they took everybody who knew anything about their blueprints. They took them with them and went to another planet.
They went to another what?
Planet. Right.
Okay. And you were talking to me about, they're really tall, right? I think we were talking about this one day on the phone.
Right, they're really tall. About maybe 15 to 16 feet tall.
And what do they look like?
They're like dark grayish color, kind of like color of like dark clay, sort of.
Interesting. And do they have faces, or are they just kind of like an energetic form?
It matters what dimension you're in, really.
Oh, as to what you see?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. Huh.
Some of them are beings of light that already ascended, and some of them are physical beings. Their planet is a mixed mash of the ancient Egyptian, and I think it's called Aztec, basically. And Renaissance, a little bit of Renaissance, a little bit of Greek. But it's a pure planet of basic divine intervention where you can create anything there as long as you have the inspiration to create it.
Wow. Have you gone there?
Yes, I have.
And what was it like?
It was like the Renaissance, basically, where pyramids were being built and skyscrapers were being built and all sorts of whatever you wanted to make, you could make it there.
So there really wasn't like a old time or a cutting edge new 21st century. It was just all a hodgepodge of a bunch of different things.
Right, right. People lived in them, you know. They did art and sculptures and all sorts of stuff. But these were beautiful pieces of art that you've never ever seen before in your life. And they're made out of precious materials and precious gems, and there was a lot of gold. I'll tell you that.
Well, speaking of gold, you know, what is your take on? As you know, there's apparently a very long history of the Lulu race and the Adams-Cadman race being used for mining gold. And there's always this big mystery as to, well, where is all the gold? What do you think? What have you run into?
I've been told there is a race of beings that actually collect gold on their ships, and they go around trying to, they're more bankers than anything else, but they're more, we encountered them, but they were like, they're part of the Galactic Federation, but it means nothing up there.
Wow, we have really bad connection. Hold on 1 second. Sorry, folks. It's been raining nonstop here in Southern California off and on, but really just deluging us. We had a tree fall, almost hit the car and the house. That was fun. And leaking roof and everything else. And he has snow in his location. Lots and lots of snow. So apologize for the audio problems. Okay. Can you say that again, Shane?
What were you asking me? Oh, gold, right. There is a race of beings to collect it, and they wanted to give me a ship of gold for my dowry, but I told them no, because I don't need gold. I'm not a person who goes after riches or anything like that. It's more a friendship I want. So I said, I will cherish your friendship, but I will not take your gold.
And you've talked a little bit about there's a lot of bartering up on the ship, and there is really no need for gold up there, correct?
Right. Okay. There's no need for gold. There is money, but it's more of liquid. Whatever you can do costs a certain amount of money. So,
well, don't they also use, I mean, isn't there kind of like a, I hate to use the word credit, but it's sort of like a system where, isn't there? Where if you need something, you can go in on a credit basis and, you know, whatever you contribute or work off.
It's more of what you can do for the greater good.
What you can do for the greater good.
Yeah, the more of the greater good you do, the more credits, galactical credits or galactical credits of light. And you could buy stuff there as well, or trade, or barter, or they just give you stuff.
So I'm sure you've also run into some of the ships that are on mission to shut down the pedophile rings on planet Earth, right?
Oh, yeah.
We talked a little bit about that on the phone. And so can you talk to us, just kind of tell us what you're hearing or what you perceive is going on underground within the planet, as far as in particular, how much they've shut that down?
I think they're on top of it right now. I'm not 100% sure because...
Well, it's high security.
Yeah, high security.
Very high security. They're very careful.
Yeah, I'm not high security. I'm a diplomat. So that doesn't really require what I have to do, but I feel sorry for the children who are involved with that. And it's going to take an awful long time for their souls to be cleaned after that.
Yeah. But I know.
It happens all over the universe, and if they're caught, they're caught. If they're not, well, there's really nothing we can do.
Yeah.
I've seen horrible things, and it just saddens me. I mean,
I know, as have I. It is, in my opinion, just the single most important thing to snuff out, seriously.
Right.
And it all gets down to the DNA. The DNA, the blood. It never ceases to amaze me. So now you said the Orions was the other one. You said the Builder Race and the Orions were the ones you had kind of run into in the last couple months. So what's going on with the Orions?
The Orions are the original Archons at one time or another. And what happened was the Archon came to the planet and totally...
I didn't hear you, Shane. Speak up.
Okay, the Archons totally turned the planet evil. So we're able to save several of them, but they don't have no planet to go home to anymore. So they live on the ships now. So,
and tell everybody how you describe what they look like.
Kind of like unicorn people.
Unicorn?
Yeah, unicorn people.
That's what I thought white you hair. Said.
Yeah, white hair. A horn right here on the forehead.
Okay. Huh. Wow.
They look humanoid besides the horn. But
I think...
You can't...
I think that the word Archon is used... It's almost like saying, get me a box of Kleenex, you know, instead of tissue. Right. I think it's used and it's misinterpreted and misunderstood because it's a catch-all term.
Right. There are full-bred Archons, and then there are symbiote Archons, which are created by the Archons themselves. And the symbiotes are the only ones that are actually alive. the other Archons have either turned to light or they have been exterminated, besides on the whole planet.
So the symbiote Archons, where are they? Where are they being created?
Yes, like it's like a tube-based system, and what it does is it latches onto your soul and totally corrupts you in an instant.
And this is the problem we have with the Cabal.
Right.
Well, right. I mean, you talked to me a little bit about that, where, you know, they will approach like the cabinet members and government officials, and some of them have gotten so deep into all of this. It's kind of like what we term selling your soul to the devil, right? But from your standpoint, you were talking to me the other day, they literally overlay the symbiote upon the human soul. Is that what you were saying?
Yes, they do. And the higher up you go in darkness, the more you become an Archon. So there's no way out of it. Either your soul has to be totally expelled and then remade and redone. There's no saving somebody from an Archon. That's the problem. Is once you're in the darkness, there's no turning back.
That's very interesting. So what do you feel like the state of the world is at this point in preparation for the Ascension?
I think it's good, considering I think that too many people are considering negative right now instead of positive. And the whole thing is everybody's working with everybody. It doesn't matter who you are. You're being watched or you're being monitored. So the whole thing is that if you're being monitored, that means that most people know what you're doing.
I don't know if you can hear that, Shane. Can you hear that?
Yeah, I could.
It's literally just pouring rain. I'm even having a hard time hearing you. Well, there was another topic that you really wanted to get out to the public, and I forgot what it was.
The family of light tree.
The family of light tree?
Yes.
Okay. So what about that?
Just basically, I want to tell basically the lineage of it and what's going on with it.
Okay. Go for it.
So basically, you have the king and queen of light.
Okay.
And then you have their children below them. And then below them, you have like Saint Germain, Jesus, Buddha, all the masters of light, the ascended masters. And then below that, you have like historical figures like Abraham Lincoln, Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, basically the main four holidays. And then underneath them, you got the angels and you got the ETs. But the ETs can go on the higher races, the ascended masters as well. And then under that, you have the awakened humans, and then underneath that is the asleep humans.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay, and again, I don't agree with everything that Shane's saying, but I'm very interested in hearing what he has to say, and this is the way it should be.
Right.
So, Shane, tell me a little bit about what you feel is going on inner Earth. Have you heard any reports on that?
No, not really. My source has been a little quiet lately.
Okay.
He was at the meeting to represent inner Earth with Donald Trump, but the whole thing is they don't talk very much.
God, we have really bad interference, and I'm sure it's from my end with this rain. This rain is really bad.
Right.
Let's try one more thing, and if not, I'm going to just go ahead and close down this interview for right now because it's just not very clear. But
Okay, that's fine.
Can you tell us a little bit about your perception of the Donald Trump inauguration and election, how you see that fitting in with, you know, the galactic races, and how is everybody seeing that unfolding?
I really think that Donald Trump's on our side. I mean, there's no link for him from being an Archon or a Dark Cabal member. The reason why I know this is he's been at two of the meetings, and General Dunford has been with him. And one of the meetings was during the New Earth, when we showed him the New Earth, and the second meeting was telling him what he needs to do to get the Ascension ready so everybody's ready to leave, and ready to go.
Okay. And so is everybody feeling a bit of relief that he got into the presidential seat versus Hillary?
Yeah. I'm very sure that Donald Trump got elected was the last nail in the coffin of the cabal. I mean, they can still fight, but that's about it. So
you said that the election of Donald Trump was the last what for the cabal?
Nail in the coffin.
Nail in the coffin. Okay, got it. Okay. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to cover? You know, I want to apologize to the public again for such a crappy audio, and it seems to happen the last time in this time interviewing Shane, which maybe that means that there's some important stuff in here. But Shane, did you want to say any last, you know, message? Because I know you called and you were very adamant that you wanted to share some messages with the world.
Just keep doing what you're doing, Alexandria, and everybody else. Just keep on keeping them positive. The family of light is very happy, and the ETs are very happy on what we're doing right now. And if we can make the final push, it'll be all worth it, trust me.
Okay, cool. Okay, well, thanks, Shane, for keeping us posted on what you're hearing from your ship. And thanks, folks, again, for tuning in to Galactic Connections Radio Show. This will be airing on BBS Radio Channel 2 on Tuesday afternoons from 3 to 4:55 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And as always, check out our new services. We have the Intrusion Removal Service, which is just incredible. We also have the Co-Creating Reality. We have Preparing for the New Divine Blueprint is another service, the Guardian Protection Initiation. We, of course, are very well known for our implant removal, which is very unique, especially incorporating My Alchemy and codes with it. And we also, of course, have the Spiritual Past Life Clearing. And those are just to name a few. So just keep tuning in. We've got a bunch of other stuff that's going to be released here shortly. And please be patient with us. Our customer service, I'm going to call her manager, who oversees all the customer service, she's going to take a very, very well-needed week off vacation because she's working her little tush off. So as always, just sending you lots and lots of love. And please listen to Shane and myself. Keep your spirits high. Know that we are at the gate. We literally are at the gate. And the most important thing to do is to focus completely on where you want to go and what you want to do. All this stuff about what's going on with the cabal and everything else, it's kind of going to become really old news. We do need to stay afloat of what's happening just because we want to be wise and knowledgeable galactarians. I love that word. But at the same time, don't obsess too much on, you know, the negativity that's going around and the protests and this and that and the other. So much of it, we don't really know what's going on behind closed doors. We can only intuitively use our senses and understand that this is literally the final kind of battle, the final Armageddon, in a way, getting Trump into office. And no matter what that represents to any of us, including the women's protesters, et cetera, the bottom line is we've got to look at it macrocosmically, not get super hung up on he as a, you know, as an individual per se, look on at the agenda and the purpose behind getting him into office. So I think we're one step closer to actually having some change. And this is such a historical time. I just heard this morning, Shane, that something like 31 million people watched the presidential inauguration, and it broke all records.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, just try to keep it positive. Try to keep it upbeat. If it doesn't feel like it's from source, or it doesn't feel like to serve you, turn it off. Change it. You don't have to listen to it. If it does not serve you, don't listen to it. And if it doesn't serve me, you, what I'm saying, you don't have to listen to me. You don't have to listen to Alexandria. It's just what we believe. Your reality is totally different from our reality, and it's always going to be like that.
That's right. You are
your own creator. You're your own person.
Exactly.
Do what you think is positive.
Thank you for that. Perfect. Okay, well, we'll end it on that. Have a wonderful rest of your week, and we will talk to you next week. And we will be having Lavender of the Starseed Hotline. I'm sure many of you have followed her work. She's incredible. So I'm excited about that. And take care. Have a wonderful rest of the week, and we'll talk to you soon. Lots of love. Bye.